in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A stacked show for you on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, joins us, as he always does on Mondays. So you hear from him after the long weekend, what he has to say about this team's preparation for this Sunday's game against the New York Giants. Our roundtable gets together. Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon and yours truly, the three of us, will do some analysis, further analysis of what took place last Thursday night, but mostly where we are after four games. A quarter of the season look at the Browns. We'll drill into that. And then Bernie Kosar, he stops by for his usual Monday visit on this show. We'll get some thoughts from the quarterback. And we get thoughts from you, your questions, your comments, the ones you submit to the Browns official, Facebook, Twitter, pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, daily, Browns at, yeah, Browns underscore daily, and email, I jumped ahead, email, you sent us a lot of those, daily at clevelandbrowns.com, voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Roy from email says, hey, Vic, I love the Cleveland Browns, but they need a wide receiver badly. The Browns have been giving, and you, me, okay, have been giving excuses for the terrible core of receivers, stating that they need a better QB. Well, for the last 4 weeks, can you say we need help for wide receiver spots? Do you think they will try to find a receiver soon? And he mentions Plaxico Burress parenthetically. Cut Little, he says. Cut Greg Little. Roy, I don't see the latter. I don't see that happening. I know your issues with Greg Little and drops. That's a constant conversation. And we'll get into those questions with the head coach and with Bernie Kosar. We'll talk about that during the course of this show, and we do. And I don't see it as excuse-making when we talk about the receivers and their struggles. They haven't performed well enough. They're hurt, which I think the group, which doesn't help things. Having injuries in that receiving group is not a help at this point. So I would look at it as, can they do better at the position? Yeah. Is Plaxico Burress or Terrell Owens an answer to go out and try to find somebody that way? And I don't think it is, because I think if they could really help a team right now, that would be something that would be addressed already. Somebody would sign them or would have signed them by now. Adam from Twitter, why can't we win? Simple question. Well, I think each of the four games has had its own personality, if that's the right way to put it, its own characterization of what went wrong or what, why the team came up short. And we know what the first one was. The Eagles, the Browns defense, having the Eagles offense do just about everything possible to put the Browns in position to win, including, of course, the four interceptions that Michael Vick threw. And we've seen the trend of Vick and turnovers and the struggles of the Eagles, that they have been a barely hanging on type of football team, and the Browns was one of those games. And it's been a historic start of their close wins, close three wins, by like a point. So it's, I think that's, you look at that game, and then you look at the Cincinnati game, and a better offensive showing, but still coming up short. I think the common thread, though, in all the games is the Browns not scoring early at all, or early enough, putting themselves in an early hole, and having to kind of race back and chase the points. And they're not good enough to chase another team's lead right now, clearly. And I think that's the biggest reason they're 0-4. I think the worst performance we saw was against the Bills. That was where I thought they did the most damage to themselves. The Bills were in the best opportunity to win, and their defensive line played probably one of its better games, if not its best game of the season. They had a good one against Kansas City as well. You saw what happened to Buffalo against New England, though, yesterday. after even taking a big lead. But those are the variables. It's you don't want to hear this, but youth is a big reason for the lack of success, but I also think it's going to be the reason for success going forward. Sounds tired, I know, Adam and others, but I think it's legit. And I think when you get into early holes and when you can't win a close game, find the way, it's about young people kind of learning about that and not ready to do it. All right, we're just getting this thing started. The head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, will be joining us shortly. Vic Carucci with you here. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm getting a new truck today.
Yours is fine. Why would you put yourself through that?
I do it every 3 years, lady.
No.
Yeah. I lease from Liberty Ford every time. And right now, I can get a new F-150 Super Cab 4x4 for just $199 a month.
Well, that just sounds way too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina. General Practice Family Law Firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com. At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal, a really big deal, a colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Hey, make sure you are with us tomorrow out in Brunswick at Liberty Ford in Brunswick. Yes, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be at Liberty Ford, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick. Phil Dawson is going to be with us from 5 to 7 p.m. The show itself will be on its usual time, 6 to 7. Phil, though, there for a couple of hours, signing autographs. He'll have some pictures to autograph there. And Chomps will be on hand from 6 to 7 p.m. We'll have some giveaways as well. Chomps, of course, the Browns' official mascot. But we want you to come out and interact, talk with yours truly, and be part of the show and be part of the whole event there at the Liberty Ford, our first remote from a Liberty Ford. And we're excited about it in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road. So be sure to be there. And this segment with the head coach is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now, the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. So, Coach, how did you spend your long weekend?
Well, we were in here working. The players were off for a couple of days, but we as coaches kind of used this as a mini bye weekend. So we had an opportunity to kind of look at what we've done the last 4 weeks and kind of tweak things a little bit as we move forward. So, you know, we have our things that we did behind the scenes. And, you know, I think we all got an opportunity to go home and get a little bit more sleep than you do in a traditional week. But, you know, I think we got good work done.
Give me a sense of what that is when you're doing sort of like the quality assurance self-evaluation. What are the types of things you do break down in the course of that?
Well, you know, with a four game deal, what you try to do is you look at plays that you ran that worked, and other ones that you like that for whatever reasons, because of the personnel you have out there, didn't work real well, and you just try to make a decision on what you can do to put the players in the best position to win. You know, I think that's what you're trying to do. I looked at everything from length of practice to, well, you know, whatever. Now, I feel like we're doing a lot of things where we just got to keep pushing. But I do believe that everybody needs to sit down and decide one or two things that they can just squeeze a little bit more out of. And I think that's what'll get us over the hump.
And when you talk about maybe tweaks and adjustments, are there things that would even be noticeable that you do put into place through the balance of the season?
Most of it might not be because, you know, our practices are closed.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things that'll happen that will really be private to the coaches and the players.
Okay. And the Giants, preparing for them, of course, you started that process before this week. You get the initial work done. They played last night. You got a chance to see them on TV, but you're also studying tape of them today. So what are some of the things you see, and how does that preparation go?
Well, there's a reason why, you know, they're the Super Bowl champs. I mean, they play extremely hard. They're very fundamental in what they do. And, you know, when you look at them on defense, it all starts with the front four. You know, I feel like a defense similar to Buffalo's, where it really starts up front in the pressure that they can create. They've got some dynamic superstar defensive linemen, and so we got a big challenge there, of course. And then you know, on offense, they have Eli, who you know, he leads that show, and I think, again, it seems like we're running up against them every week in terms of quarterbacks that are some of the best in the league. So I feel a lot of respect for. And then, of course, Tom Coughlin. I think I was involved in a lot of those games that were played last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were battles. And I can remember winning and losing on the very last play of the game after you felt like you played a good game or a bad game. And that's just the way that series goes between the Giants and the Eagles. And so I'm used to that feeling that I ended up watching the game last night.
Right.
I'm used to that back and forth feeling because I lived it.
And when you get your team together as you did today after this long weekend, they're feeling down, obviously, at 0-4, but your job as a coach is to make sure that nobody feels too down, that you still have so many games to play, and you have a tough opponent coming up. Can you gauge what, A, the attitude of the club is, and B, what kind of message do you set them? What kind of tone-setting discussion did you have with the club for the rest of this week and heading into that game and the rest of the season?
Well, the message was, you know, we're doing a lot of the things we need to do, but we got to do them all just a little bit better. I mean, that's been the message, and I think it's good for guys to get away and, I don't know, sit in the quiet of their own mind and try to think about, okay, this is important to us. We feel like we've got a young team that has a lot in front of us this year, and we got to do whatever we can to get that first victory. And I think that's where we're at. And I didn't notice guys down. Practice today was great. Today was about the Browns. You know, we have, of course, we looked at the Giants and whatnot, but
sure.
Today was about fundamentals and doing everything we can right.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Pat, as we look at last Thursday night's game, in the context of the positives, Brandon Whedon performing looked like he took more steps in his development. Where do you see his game right now?
Well, I think you're right. I think he's taking steps each week. Now he needs to take one of those steps that becomes a winning performance. And, you know, it's all tied together. And typically when you win a game, the quarterback gets more praise than necessary. And when you lose, he, of course, takes the brunt of the blame. But I do see him improving. I do see him getting more comfortable with the guys he's playing with. I see a lot of the things that he needs to do. Now, when we get a victory, then it's really what we need.
And Trent Richardson looking like he bounced back nicely from that Buffalo game, but obviously you want more production, but it looked like he was showing more of what we expect from Trent Richardson.
Yeah, he produced. You know, I think when you look at a running back these days, I think you got to add up the rushing and the passing yardage. And he had about a 100 yard night, which is good. You know, I think, certainly you would like to hand him the football more, and I think that's important. I think it's also important that you do whatever you can to score points, you know, and of course that involves getting him the football. So those are all things that we consider, and I think he's making progress in a lot of ways, just like Brandon, you know, understanding the system, knowing how it all fits together, getting more out of each run, and we've seen, at least in the first month here, that he can get in the end zone.
One of the offensive concerns, I guess, would have to be the health at wide receiver with Muhammad Massaquah trying to come back from that hamstring injury, Joshua Cribbs suffering the concussion, and then Travis Benjamin hurt. What, your sense of dealing with that, and at a time a quarter of the way into the season where finding some outside help is probably not the easiest thing in the world, if not impossible.
Well, we'll do what we can to make the roster as strong as it can be. And, you know, I think every team at this stage of the year is dealing with injuries, you know, and guys missing. And so it's a great opportunity for the guys that are healthy to step up and make plays, and that's the way I'm looking at it.
And with regard to Greg Little and the continuation of the drops, how have you been dealing with that in practice? I'm guessing you have some opportunities now to look at that and focus even more on it with him, but what are some of the steps that can continue to be taken to get that resolved?
Well, we're working on it, you know, and you get what you emphasize, and I think he's made progress from a year ago in a lot of areas. And, you know, of course, receivers need to catch the football, and because it's been talked about a great deal with Greg, each one is magnified, and of course, we can't have drops, and we have a very low tolerance for drops. But I will say this, any player that's on our team, you can't bench everybody. So what you have to do is you work with them and inspire them to get better. And I think that's where we're at, and that's where we are as coaches. When a player is no longer yours, that's when you don't worry about them. Mm-hmm. That's when you don't concern yourself with their improvement. And at this point, we're doing everything we can to help Greg get better.
Your defense certainly played about as well as a defense can play under the circumstances of that offense that you're facing on the road and so forth, and minus people like Joe Hayden and Phil Taylor. You have to be pleased with that effort, and how do you build upon that?
Well, I think there were some things in the game we still could have done better. You know, I mentioned early in the week how I thought we challenged the receivers. Now, when we're in proximity to the ball, we got to either knock it out or pick it off. You know, I think, you know, we ran up against Anquan Boldin, who's he had a heck of a night, and I think you know, hats off to them for doing that and doing what they had to do to win the game. Now, there were some things in there that were good, you know, Craig Robertson's interception
right
after the Josh Cribbs fumble. I thought we battled, and for the most part, we controlled Rice and his ability to wreck the game like he can, because he's one of those guys that can get in the end zone. And I think we found a way to get some pressure, you know, on Joe Flacco. So there's some things in there. There's some plays in there that are good. But we just got to put it all together and get a win.
Does it matter to you at all that the Giants came up in a very frustrating and emotionally challenging fashion, losing a divisional game to Philadelphia as they did, miss field goal at the end, and you've got to face them next? I mean, the attitude-wise, do you even give that a second thought about their mindset coming against the Browns?
I don't know. I don't I don't put much into that. You know, I think every game's a must win. I really do. I really feel like, you know, coaches do what they can do to get their players mentally ready to play. You know, and you can say, well, I don't buy into the fact that you play harder after a loss. Because does that mean that you don't play as hard after a victory? I don't put much into that. I think what you do is you get your guys ready to play, and you play hard all the time. And I think that's the challenge for us as well.
On a sobering note, I know you have a friendship, a professional relationship with Chuck Pagano, the coach of the Colts. Colts announcing today that he's been diagnosed with leukemia, and just a very tough story.
Well, I hope I know Chuck professionally, and I must say that any interaction I've had with him has been, you know, he seems like a fun guy, you know, and he's obviously had great success as an assistant, and I'm sure he's got the Colts going in the right direction. But in times like these, of course, my thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family, and my wish for him is that he has a speedy and full recovery. I think we've all been touched by diseases such as this, all of us in some way. And we know it can be challenging, but heck, he's a tough guy, and I wish him the best.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
He is Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns. He joins us each Monday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next will be the Roundtable on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're buying Emmy a Focus.
But you and Bob have been doing so well.
Well, she's 18, straight A's.
We promised, you know. How can any couple endure such turmoil? Don't risk it.
It's Liberty Ford. The hardest part is agreeing on color. The $169 a month on a new Focus, that's easy.
Oh, buying a car cannot be that easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loop's 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loop's signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, too quick to say goodbye.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
What's better than new?
Better than new?
Just a riddle.
The all-new Rebel Wireless.
Will I still save?
Save big on our all-new lineup of the smartest smartphones around.
Even the Samsung Showcase.
A Galaxy S phone.
And what about the network?
Our newly enhanced data network is faster and more reliable than ever.
Well,
try Rebel with a free month of unlimited everything when you purchase any smartphone.
New phone.
New network.
New locations. Same unbeatable Rebel value. Rebel, come save with us. Offer ends 10/14/12. Free month is applied as $50 service credit. See store for details.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When I heard Wells Fargo was giving their customers a free credit score, I figured I'd stop in.
It's part of our limited time promotion. We'll give you a personal access code so you can obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. We can also talk about your credit score and how it impacts you.
Good to know.
Stop into Wells Fargo from now until November 15, 2012 and ask a banker about how to get your personal access code to obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
All the model year-end sales are here, and while you're being bombarded with deal here, deal there, you should know for the real deal, look no further than Gillingham Ford. Gillingham Ford welcomes you like a member of the family, explains why and how. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal. you'll check out their new simplified website with easy navigation to the points of your interest. Now, Gillingham believes it's an obligation to make every aspect of your buying your next vehicle easy and simple as possible. They integrate their three pillars of customer service, honest, fair, and open, start to finish. Just search, find, and select your options online. Next, set the appointment. Lastly, and most importantly, it's the drive. Let 150-plus years of sales team experience guide you through the best buying experience you'll ever have. They promise. Visit BobGillinghamFord.com or stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, 216-398-1300. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Pleased that you're with us on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, the roundtable, is also driven by guess who? Liberty Ford. And it's the roundtable portion of our show. We visit now with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, and Doug Deacon, the analyst from the Browns Radio Network. Guys, how was your long weekend? Doug?
It was very good. I made a very, very big life choice. Yesterday, I bought a new phone.
Really?
Yeah, we were going rotary dial in our home, and so I went.
So you
got a new phone. I
you
know
got
Doug
up to
will,
the 1990s.
I know Doug will be very pleased that I got a new phone.
My weekend wasn't quite as exciting. I went to Put-in Bay.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you guys got to enjoy some downtime. This football team spent the time in talking with Pat Shurmur about this, Jim. His approach was to tweak some things, treat it like a mini bye week, and kind of look at some of the things they've done and how much you can do better. When you're 0-4, you can do pretty much everything better. How important do you think that is for the Browns?
Oh, I think it's important for them because, again, we lean on this an awful lot through our weeks of here on the round table is how young they are. And so I think there's two ways to look at it. Number one, how young they are and how close they've been to winning these games. I mean, say for a play here and a play there, I mean, look at the difference between the Browns being at 0-4 and where Philadelphia is at 3-1 now with a couple of one-point wins and a two-point win and a very close loss and where the Browns are. So in that aspect, you can show proof and say, hey, listen, look at how close you are. But on the other side, you can say, hey, listen, you have to take there's great attention to detail, and you have to continue that. A lot of these guys might have had a couple of layups on their college schedule,
sure,
and they don't have that here. I mean, these guys definitely don't have that here when you look at the schedule that the Browns have already played and what they have coming up this week.
Doug, what do you want to see this team work on the most when you are doing this pause and reflect kind of thing now?
Well, I think you want to see the wide receivers take a step. I mean, right now, there's not a go-to guy for the most part. You want somebody that, you know, when Whedon throws it, you know he's going to catch it. And I think that comfort zone of having the chemistry with somebody and, you know, the confidence in somebody that when you throw the ball up in the air, you know, we've got two big, tall kids. Actually, three when you throw in Jordan Cameron, you know, it's got to be our ball. And yeah, I think, you know, that would help it, you know, so much. I mean, you watch New England yesterday, and, you know, they're defending Tom Brady.
Right.
And, you know, New England's got 200-yard rushers, and they don't have great running backs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And those guys were just running like it was on air.
I mean, that was unbelievable watching that game.
It was. Now, when we talk about the Browns receivers now, though, the dilemma is health. And yep, and you're looking at Muhammad Masquard trying to come back from the hamstring. Joshua Cribbs with a concussion, Travis Benjamin on this list. All that Pat Shurmur would say today is day-to-day with all of those guys, but how big of a concern does that have to be when we're talking numbers and we're talking the difficulty of finding anybody? If you're going to go outside this roster, I don't think there's anybody available when you get into October.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, that is very concerning. I mean, and especially with what you're left to deal with. So, I mean, now, just out of, you know, attrition, you take a look at a kid like Josh Gordon and you say, hey, Josh, we really have to get you going now. I mean, you know, the learning curve has got to steeply go up, and we have to get you up to speed, because they keep saying they want to get him to play faster. And, you know, you can be a little bit more lax with him because the games are going on and you have the other guys. But now you don't have the other guys. So as Doug says, what you do have is you have big guys, big, tall guys. And, you know, Josh Gordon's going to have to, you know, step things up a little bit quicker now. And, of course, Greg Little's just got to get better, and he's got to get more consistent. And now it becomes imperative that you do that. You can't count on Cribbs or these other guys who are nicked up.
Yeah, I mean, and the numbers all of a sudden get a little dicey for the Browns because you're talking about three receivers.
Right.
You know, and I think if you watch the Giants last night, if they got a weakness, it's probably their secondary. So if you're going to exploit it, you need some healthy bodies there. And, you know, how they play out the numbers during the course of the week and, you know, who heals faster or if they can heal in time, it's all, you know, and don't forget Alex Smith is, you know, somebody, he's not a receiver as far as wide receivers, but he's a big part of the running game, and he's also done a good job of in the passing game.
Yeah, and he's been on that injured list as well. So a lot of things to cope with. Maybe the extra week is helpful from that standpoint. The other thing I wonder about, just from a psychological standpoint, guys, and Jimmy, is looking at 0-4, and you're traveling now to the Giants, and it's a tough opponent. And, yeah, they can bring – I mean, who knows how this thing goes. But from an attitude standpoint, how this team feels about itself, how these players start to feel, and you get into the season and the bumps and bruises start to add up, you just wonder how long you can maintain some level of confidence and some level of drive that there's a prize here. And I'm guessing maybe because they're young, this is a better thing for this team to not be as caught up with the season having this 0-4 hole in it.
Yeah, because I think if you walk out of Baltimore the way they did, and I'm sure there's the disappointment of, hey, we're 0-4 and we lost again. But I think the other people, you know, who aren't around them every day kind of looked at them and went, more of a national look at them because it was a nationally televised game, looked at them and went, you know what? They fought hard. They are extremely young. They're an interesting team. The quarterback, you know, showed some signs that he's going to be very good. He's got a big weapon, and that's his arm. I mean, you know, so once they can straighten out the receiver thing, he should be able to get it to them. I think that they have to look at how they played, and they fought very hard, and they're right in there against these teams. I mean, these are really good teams that they have played so far, and Cincinnati, don't sleep on them. I mean, they're right there too.
No,
so they have not had, not that there are any cupcakes in the league, but they're not a cupcake either, and they have to realize that. So that should be the fact that should keep their confidence going. But I don't think it's broken yet at all.
And I think that's the message that Phil Dawson gave him the other day when he stood up and told me. He said, hey, we're not an 0-4 team. You know, we're a better team than, you know, the perception is. So, you know, we just have to stay the course.
Doug Deacon and Jim Donovan joining us here on the roundtable on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up, too, because a guy like Dawson as a voice is someone you do have to listen to. And even though you could say, well, kickers live in their own world, but this guy's different because not only because he's great as a player and he's got that credibility, he's got the credibility of years. He's got the perspective of being on this team through these various encounters
stages.
And stages of being in a malaise, but losing, and I guess being able to differentiate that with I know the younger guys don't know any. Trent Richardson only knows Alabama national championships. Right now, this doesn't compute to him being on an 0-4 team. And I would say the same is true with Brandon Whedon. Mm-hmm. But that message for other guys has to be heard from Dawson.
Oh, I think so. He's the only one that has a true historical focal point on things that are going on. And he's such a vital part to what this team does, the way they're constructed right now. I mean, you know, you do the math all the time, and when there's a deficit, and unfortunately in each game there's been a deficit on the scoreboard, you say, okay, well, we got the three with him, and we know we've got three with him. How do you match up and get the other one and the touchdown to equal that and get back into the game? But the other thing that Doug has always told me about Phil Dawson that I think reigns true with his teammates is that he's a football player. He's not really just a kicker. I mean, he's a football player. He was an offensive lineman, wasn't he, at one point?
In high school. Is an offensive tackle, but I mean he has the mentality. I mean he's a guy that if you go to him, he's always got sound thinking.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy you know is never going to be in trouble.
Right.
He's a guy that his biggest sin was he went home one day and his wife said, are you smoking? He said, no, I was just riding in the golf cart with Deacon. But, I mean, but that's just, you know, that's Phil Dawson. He's as solid a person as you're going to find.
Yeah, no, I think, and that's important to have that within this football team. We could talk about Dequell Jackson. We can go down a list of some players and what, when you're going through something like this, how important it is. But it also has to start with the head coach, too. This is Pat Shurmur in year two, and this is the challenge that he faces to kind of keep it together and keep the coaching staff on point and everybody really focused. So as you look and listen to him, too, I can see a pretty finely focused, finely tuned perspective from him. It seems like he's more dialed in to this year than he was a year ago with regard to just seeing that bigger picture.
Well, he knows his team, I think, a lot better. And here's the thing, and to all of our fans out there listening of the Browns, they are going to win. You know, they're going to win. They're going to win a game, and then I think they're going to win a few games. And they're going to probably surprise some people because I think once they do break through, kick that door down and get through and into the win column, it will happen for them, I think. You know, they're just too talented, I think. It's just that they have to learn the blueprint of how to do it. Okay, we're at this stage in the game, and we've gone off course a couple of times when we've had the lead, and we just need to do this. And I think that's what it's going to be. I think they're going to be one of those teams, Doug, that when they win, a few more will follow after that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a team that towards the end of the season is going to obviously get better if they can remain healthy.
Sure.
And you're going to get some bodies back that they're, you know, a big part of it. But, it's sometimes, you know, if you lose, you sit there and you get into, you know, we're not good enough. This team's good enough. I mean, it's got an upside, a great upside to it. It just needs the chemistry and experience and the ability to catch the football.
Yeah, the validation that would come with a win is so important. Guys, thank you so much.
You got it, Vic.
Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, yours truly, the Roundtable. We will have much more coming up for you. A discussion with Bernie Kosar is next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no!
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quick Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of one-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Great time, great food, too quick to steak and lube.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security. First Energy Solutions is proud to power Ohio. And to say thanks, we're giving away $1 million in prizes. Enter at thanksamillionohio.com for a chance to win money for you, your schools, and your business. And find out how you can also save on electricity for years to come. Go to thanksamillionohio.com to enter and learn about our money-saving plans. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. Game ends October 31st, 2012. Prizes and donations collectively total $1 million. See complete official rules at thanksamillionohio.com. Sponsored by First Energy Solutions at FES.com.
Harry Buffalo is your official Monday Night Football headquarters all season long. Join the herd at Harry Buffalo and watch Monday Night Football with Jabal Sheard at Harry Buffalo Highland Heights this Monday, October 1st at 7 p.m. Visit harrybuffalo.com for details.
Hi, this is Vic Carucci. Listen for the Liberty Ford vignettes each weekday at 141, 241, and 341 on ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci with you. And we want to tell you, Browns fans, unite, because single game and three-game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three-game ticket plans include the sold-out division games versus the Cincinnati Bengals on October 14th or the Pittsburgh Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including the club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And here he is, the one and only Bernie Kosar, after a long weekend to kind of digest what we saw last Thursday night. Bernie, I want to get your, first of all, your general take on what this team can maybe look at from a game like that, pushing a team as strong as the Ravens to the brink. And yeah, you're still looking at an 0-4 season, but what was your sense of the Browns after that game?
Well, you hit it right on the head. This is the pros. You don't like being 0-4, and we lost the game. You know, and not trying to be an apologist. That being said, God, there were some really good things in the game the other day. You know, the way Brandon Whedon came back, there's a lot of drops. Receivers must get that out of their system, those drops. But he kept fighting, kept plugging along the drives in the second half to get points and put us in a position to have a chance. I thought was really impressive. You know, I'm a big fan of Ozzie Newsome, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and what they're doing there. And to really go in a bad weather condition on the road, to really go toe-to-toe with them, again, I know ultimately you need to win, but to go toe-to-toe with them at their place, there's a lot of positive things I saw Thursday night.
Yeah, and I want to start with Brandon Whedon, because it seemed to me that he did take some more forward steps with how he got into the groove at various times to lead this football team. I mean, particularly that sense right before the half on that the only touchdown that the Browns had, but also, you know, just taking them down in the second half and keeping them in the game. It just looked to me like that maturity level, whatever we want to call it, took another climb.
Yeah, and his throws, his maturity level, his pocket presence, I thought looked really good. But also, too, you saw in the game that Baltimore's tendency was on 3rd and 8+, they were blitzing. They were going to bring more people to cause a side adjustment and either make an incompletion or tackle and get them before the first down marker. I thought Coach Shurmur did a nice job of adjusting to that and making plays in the second half that picked up some of those blitzes, and Whedon did a really nice job of throwing the ball down the field, throwing the ball vertically, and there were some nice completions. Would have liked to have seen on the one, Greg Little, make that catch in the end zone, because that was a nice chest-type adjustment to their blitzing to pick up the blitz and to be able to throw the skinny post to the slot receiver, which is Greg Little, which is the one that was dropped basically at the goal line.
Bernie, what does a quarterback start seeing 4 games into the season? I know the whole, it's not just these 4 games. I know this started in the offseason. I know about training camp practices and preseason games and all of that area where you're supposed to evolve as a quarterback. But now that you're dealing with the real thing through 4 games and these different opponents that they've faced, give me a sense of what he's starting, based on your observation, what he's starting to get now.
Well, I think he's starting to feel comfortable. that he belongs in the league, that he belongs against these defenses, because he's able to stand in there, he's able to throw it down the field, and he's able to handle some of the pressure, move around, and make plays. And each week, he's making more plays, and that's...
The negative is that receivers are still dropping passes on him. Now, that is something we know we've talked about ad nauseum, and it's still a problem. And one of the key, you know, individuals involved in this is, of course, Greg Little. How do you, as a quarterback, deal with that? That and Greg isn't the only guy dropping passes, but how do you adjust to that or find a way as a quarterback to wrap your mind around the fact that receivers are still dropping your passes?
Vic, this is a really tricky one for a leader and for a quarterback. And it's a point of really, it's a good question. And it's one of the tougher things as a QB, as a leader, the head of the offense, whether you want to be or not, whether you're a rookie or not, you are the head of the offense if you're the quarterback on an NFL team. If it's a lack of effort, if it's loafing on routes, if it's bad technique on comebacks, not coming back to the ball, if it's, I think I'm a decoy and I'm loafing because I think I'm the backside route and I'm not going to be primary. Okay, that's all one thing, and that's kind of lumped into, God rest his soul, there could be a lot of ramifications negatively as amount, to the amount I'm going to yell and scream at that receiver. But when it comes to, like, dropped passes,
yeah,
that's a tricky one because that's sometimes it's, yeah, it's focus, but trust me, nobody wants to catch the ball more than Greg Little. The receiver, nobody wants to catch that ball more. So sometimes by yelling or kind of losing your cool, I actually think you would have the adverse effect to the young receiver. So in situations like that, I'm kind of more prone to, this is where when you develop a relationship, whether you're, and I really, really believe in this, where guys hang out together, they spend time together off the field, not just, it's just not a business where we go practice, we look at film, and we don't see each other till tomorrow. This is when it really comes in handy if you have a relationship with the guys around you. So you could kind of be positive with them, help them out, because he's not dropping these balls on purpose. I mean,
right.
he wants to catch it more than any of us. So if you tend to kind of lose your cool, kind of put more pressure on him, I think the drops tend to be more. And if you try to, you know, show that your relationship, you know, that you're focused on it, that you're friends, that we're in this together, and you work after practice, you work on the jugs machine, you work a little before practice, you think about football, you know, whether you're there or not, you're thinking about catching it, you tend to, I think, have better results that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's such a, you put that so well. Bernie Kosar is joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, as we flip to the defensive side of the ball and look at a team that so far has played through most of their games defensively well enough to be in each of those games, I think that's having a real positive effect on how actually the offense is functioning and gives more promise, more hope to what we see ahead. Yeah, it's a very tough game coming up in New Jersey against the Giants, and it looks like the kind of team that you'd absolutely have to be at your best defensively, and they're still without Joe Hayden, still without Phil Taylor, but I'm really amazed at how well this defense has played.
Yeah, defensively, you could see the speed, the youth, the enthusiasm. Billy Wynn is a fifth-round pick from Boise State. The defensive line, the young linebackers, Robinson had another pick in the game and made some nice plays. That athleticism, that speed, has been, and Dick Geron and his defense definitely should be commended. But it also, to your point, because the defense is playing winning football, it helps the young offense because we don't have to take chances. We don't have to press. We don't have to try to overdo everything. And then in turn, you're allowed to let the game maybe come to yourself a little more.
Yeah, that seems to be what the whole key to that is. And then to add I guess, something more to what this defensive effort is to look at the special teams and look at Phil Dawson and the ability to have a guy banging him in from 50-plus yards out, 50 or more yards out, as he does routinely for an offense and a quarterback again, or for Pat Shurmur and his quarterback, his whole offense. That has to affect your thinking and put you maybe in a very good position most times to know that what if all else fails, you've got that.
Well, we talk about this a lot. I mean, it's amazing, Phil Dawson, how lucky and blessed we are to have somebody of his magnitude. Because, you know, yeah, we routinely, look at last night, the Philadelphia game. Philadelphia beat the Giants because the Giants could not make a 54-yard field goal. Times couldn't kick it far enough. We routinely take it for granted that Phil Dawson's just going to make it. We don't even think that it's an issue when it's a 50-yard field goal because we have Phil Dawson. I mean, it's really, we're a little spoiled, but it's awesome to see stuff like that.
Yeah, it really is. It totally is. All right, well, outstanding, Bernie. We appreciate you taking the time, and we will talk with you later on, my friend.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
He's the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us as usual right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm getting a new truck today.
Yours is fine. Why would you put yourself through that?
I do it every 3 years, lady.
No.
Yeah. I lease from Liberty Ford every time. And right now, I can get a new F-150 Super Cab 4x4 for just $199 a month.
Well, that just sounds way too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's. It's good mood food.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your wave. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
Nick Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'll be with you tomorrow night from Liberty Ford in Brunswick, 3101 Center Road in Brunswick. Phil Dawson will be there as well. He'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. The show, of course, its usual time, 6 to 7. Come on out. Chomps, the Browns mascot there, also from 6 to 7. There'll be giveaways. You've got to hang out and see us and talk some football with us. We love to do that on these remotes. One of many that we have planned, so be there. All right, your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns_daily, email us, and we love to get these emails daily at clevelandbrowns.com. We get many of those. This one from Twitter, from Chances, kind of an appropriate name for a handle for this question. Will we win a game this year? Chances wants to know. Yes, I am very confident the Browns will win a game this year. I think they're going to win more than a game, and I think it will perpetuate. I think once the winning habit is established, that is something this young club will build upon. And it takes that first step. We know that. Sounds like a cliche, but it's true. You need to realize that confidence of a win before you can take the next step. And I think this team gets closer to that. I believe there's a legitimate progress line and that we shouldn't look at 0-4 as 0-hopeless, because I don't think it's that. I really believe there's foundation to what has been done and what has been done on the field and what can be done going forward. Lots of reasons to question when it will happen with the youth, with injuries, with the suspension of Joe Hayden, those factors, but I do think we're nearer to it than the opposite. Todd from email, he says, just like last year, it seems the drop passes are killing us. There have been key drops on third down that would have either extended the drive or would have been a touchdown. These plays are keys for our success. It keeps the drives going, but more important, it keeps our defense on the sidelines to get them the rest they need. He says, this is Todd. He says, Greg Little shows signs of being a good to great receiver, but he drops too many key balls. When is it time to say enough is enough to get a proven receiver in the lineup? If we go back to the first four games, if we didn't have 12 drop passes, we could very well have won all four of them. Well, Todd, this is a sound point you're making here with regard to the drops and how they have been killers, and they are, just like penalties. They, too, hurt this team, and you've seen those. I think it's a matter of, as Pat Shurmur said it, of pushing the idea of improvement in that area on a regular basis, making it a point of emphasis and not necessarily a point of obsession, because I think when it gets to the point of obsession, it's distracting to the player involved. And yes, there has to be, by the way, and either he does it or doesn't do it approach to all of this. And you're paying for performance, and you're expecting for performance, and it's not hope that someone will get better. That's not the plan. The plan is to have somebody who does make catches, have people who do make catches, and solve that. And it gets solved, or you do get somebody else. I don't think they're at the get somebody else stage, but I think we've identified it as clearly an issue and a problem that is still not solved. They're still working on it. Toby from Twitter, was the headshot that Josh Cribbs took during last Thursday night's game a dirty hit? No, I don't think it was. I thought it was a legitimate blow, delivered shoulder first, but I don't think it was dirty. It was unfortunate, but I don't think it was dirty. We want to thank Pat Shermer and Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, and we want to thank Drew Boatner, and we want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, again from the Brunswick dealership on Center Road, Brunswick, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.